Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Yemen was already on shaky ground before the war that began in 2015. Now more than 8,000 people have been killed, thousands more hurt, millions displaced. The fighting is between forces loyal to the internationally recognized government, backed by Saudi Arabia, and those allied to the Houthi rebel movement, backed by Iran. The country's former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, was just killed by Houthi rebels on December 4th as he tried to flee clashes with his allies turned foes in Sana'a, Yemen's capital. It's complicated, but he'd reportedly criticized the Houthi rebels for launching that missile that reached the Saudi airport. CNN's Clarissa Ward is one of the few journalists to get into Yemen. She's back in London now and joins us by Skype. And Clarissa, risky mission for you, but I know you want us to get to this huge humanitarian crisis. Tell us first, the war itself, this proxy war, where are we in this war?
Essentially, what you have at the moment is the country has been cleaved in two. In the north, you have these Iran-backed Houthi rebels who control the capital, Sana'a, and much of the north of the part of the country. And then in the south, you have the Saudi Arabia-led coalition that is largely in control. But the issue is that within the south, what you actually see is a patchwork of different militias, all of them vying for power. And that's what makes it very difficult and dangerous to cover. There are no blanket rules across the country. Each patch of territory is controlled by someone different.
Well, and so many problems, a cholera epidemic, a huge population of orphans. We spoke to a Yemeni refugee whose concern were the young people who were being taken by militant groups and kind of outsourced to other countries to fight terrorist wars, you know, being sent to countries in Africa, for instance, and just no medical supplies. Look, you went to a hospital, medical waste festering outside, Al-Qaeda graffiti on the walls. You meet doctors from aid organizations there trying to help a mother who brought her 3-year-old son, Hazar, for treatment. He had a serious lung infection for weeks. Let's listen.
Life is hard since the war. Disease has spread, she tells me. He's my only child.
The family's
Chicago pediatrician.
And then you introduce us to this pediatrician. Who is he and what is he doing in Yemen?
So his name is Dr. John Kaler, and he has worked in some of the most difficult and dangerous places in the world, including Aleppo, Syria, when it was under siege. He's also done incredible work in Haiti, essentially traveling to some of the most vulnerable and violent spots on the planet. He's part of a larger organization called Med Global. I think he would be the first to admit that his efforts to work in Yemen have been extremely frustrating because it's so difficult to get to the areas that are the hardest hit. Yemen is a place where access is a very elusive thing. And to get even just 2 hours outside of the southern capital of Aden can take days and weeks of planning. And I do think that's enormously frustrating. It's also a big factor as to why it is that you see this desperate humanitarian crisis, why aid is not getting to where it needs to go. Although, of course, the primary thing that is driving this crisis is the Saudi Arabia-led blockade, air, sea, land blockade, that has cut the amount of food, fuel, medicine getting into the country by more than half.
And of course, Saudi Arabia would say that it is threatened by the militants in Yemen, as witness the missile that just landed just outside their airport recently. Look, when you talk about the doctor's frustration, this young boy that we meet, you know, he doesn't make it. You know, it's just heartbreaking. And you know, it doesn't seem as if many of the other children there who are being cared for by their mothers with these doctors, because there's so few staff, doesn't seem like they're going to make it.
And this is what was so hard about covering this story. I'm used to seeing terrible things, but the number of children who are dying in Yemen, it just beggars belief. And they're not dying because they're being shot or blown up. It's not bullets and bombs that are killing them. It's this humanitarian crisis. It's the fact that a mother can't afford to make the 6-hour bus journey to a city to take her son to the hospital and get him treated for what probably was a very common and easily treatable and preventable lung infection. It's the fact that the hospital, the main hospital in Aden, doesn't have soap for doctors to properly wash their hands. These are very basic needs that in this day and age, to see them ultimately resulting in the death of children, it's incredibly difficult to try to wrap your head around that.
Well, hopefully the right heads will see it and try to maybe come to a solution here. CNN's Clarissa Ward in London, and we'll link you to her reports from Yemen at hearnow.org. You can also still see them on CNN. Clarissa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.